Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Arizona Cardinals, 5-10-1, last in the NFC West. The Cardinals are a team on the rise thanks to innovative head coach Cliff Kingsbury and last year's number one overall pick, Kyler Murray.
I expect him to take a big step, just understanding the game more. This is the NFL, the type of preparation it takes to be that guy week in and week out. And so, yeah, we'd love to have him back. Do I think it's going to stunt his growth? I don't think so. I think he's figured out kind of what he has to do, and I expect him to take a big step.
The Cards traded for all-pro receiver DeAndre Hopkins to team up with legend Larry Fitzgerald, and Swiss Army knife Isaiah Simmons joins a talented defense. Are the Cardinals primed to go from last to first?
Tough division. That certainly makes that rise a little more challenging, but they've got some good pieces, as you just heard. We're joined now by one of their offensive linemen. Joins us every year, Justin Pugh is back. Justin, how you been, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing well, guys. Just trying to survive the heat out here. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tiki. Absolutely.
I don't envy that at all, because it's a dry heat.
It's dry.
It's not hot as hell. Look, Justin, last time we talked to you, like, you even acknowledged there was so much transition. There's so much moving parts going on. Guys that you sit next to you in the meeting room is like, hey, nice to meet you. I've never seen you before. Tell us how different it feels this year under Cliff Kingsbury's second season. Obviously, it feels like there are pieces in place right now. What's the feel like out in Arizona with this Cardinals squad right now?
Yeah, everything definitely is going a lot smoother this year. Obviously, we look at off the field and COVID and missing OTAs. I feel like when we got to training camp, we didn't miss a beat. We picked up right where we left off last year. How we're going to operate and how we're going to do things went very smoothly. Kyler has been unbelievable. Obviously, you get DeAndre Hopkins in here. We have Kenyon Drake, Chase Edmonds. We have a lot of weapons on this offense. The offensive line, for the most part, has stuck together. So I feel really good about where we're going. But I know at the end of the day, on paper doesn't mean anything. We have to go out there. We have to do it on Sundays. And that starts with, you know, the defending NFC champion representatives from our division in San Francisco. So it's not going to be an easy first one.
Yeah, no, it's definitely – there's not a little sparring tune-up. I mean, you get right into the ring, which is good. It'll test your mettle. You know, I always like to ask players on teams in your situation this question. Last year, I'm sure on a lot of levels, you guys were hoping to win. I would hope that this year you're expecting to win. Do you feel an expectation to win, or is there still a little bit of hope?
I think last year when the season first started out, to be quite frank about it, we didn't know what we were getting into, how our offense was going to look, what we were going to do. And as the season went on, there was expectation towards the end of last year that we're going into every game to win. I think you look at a Seattle game, who Seattle was right there, at the head of our division, and we went up there and we beat them, and we beat them soundly, and we ran the ball on them, and we did a lot of good things. And I think that was, you know, some validation of the hard work we put in, you know, throughout the season. Every week, every game, we prepare to go out there and win and start showing at the end of the year, and we're going to try to carry that momentum into this season.
Now, Justin, you talked about Kyler Murray, your starting quarterback, and we all marveled at him when he was in college at Oklahoma. We knew he was going to be the number one overall pick, especially after Cliff Kingsbury got the job. Tell us about his growth as your leader. I'm sure he stepped right in anyways, but tell us about his growth as the leader of this offense and, you know, how dynamic he is as a player. I mean, BT has him in the MVP conversation.
I do.
The season even has started.
I do.
But tell us how right we are or how wrong we are.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'll first touch on the leadership aspect of it. Kyler has come in and he's done an unbelievable job. He got all the receivers together in the offseason, did some work with them. And then the way he commands himself in the huddle, in the rooms, he's coming into the offensive line room. He's feeling much more comfortable talking about NFL protections, which he didn't run much of in college.
Mm-hmm.
He's making checks on the field. He's just come a long way, and he still has ways to go. But it's very exciting for what he was able to do last year and where he's already picked up where he left off. And that's just something that I'm very excited about him and what he's going to bring to the table. So it's definitely an exciting time for Kyler and this organization.
Can he be an MVP type? I mean, you've been around the game a little bit here. You know legitimate talent from talent. I mean, does he just stand out? Are there enough times in practice where you guys are like, wow, I mean, this is coming a little quicker than we thought?
Yeah, there's definitely some wow moments when he takes off, and we don't want him to be taking off and running all too often, but when he takes off, it looks like you're pressing fast forward on the clicker. When he's running, he just makes you look slow. Now, I look slow no matter what, but he's making fast guys look slow. And that's something that is definitely exciting for us. He's the great equalizer. When you play offense, a lot of times that extra safety down the box doesn't have to account for the quarterback, just an extra guy. The offensive line has to either block or we have to have a receiver come crack him. When you have Kyler Murray, you have to account for him. So not only do you have to account for him, he's making that first guy miss. He almost has to put two people on him. It puts defensive ends in a tough situation.
Yeah.
Puts linebackers don't know how to fit. It really opens up a lot of things for the running backs and the receivers to do play action. It's just very tough to defend.
We're talking to Justin Pugh of the Cardinals, offensive lineman. One of those handful of teams that I think a lot of pundits, including these two, have circled as a team that's on the rise. And Justin's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, we know what our reaction was when DeAndre Hopkins was traded to your squad. What was your reaction when you saw that news?
I was very excited. Obviously, I mean, the human component, I was good friends with David Johnson, and to see one of, you know, a great guy in the locker room in the community get traded,
yeah,
you feel for that guy. But then you see, you know, when Hop came in, the plays that he can make, we see on the football field where this can take our team. And that's where people kind of lose the business side of football to the personal side. So at first, you know, upset we lost a great guy. And then to see where we're at now, we're very excited to have Hop. I was talking to him the other day. You know, Odell Beckham, when I was in New York, was the only other guy I've seen make catches like he's making. Those are just stop and stare, and you get lost in how talented he is. And that's another guy very, very excited about to get out there on Sundays and go make the plays.
Hey, Justin, how different is Cliff Kingsbury in year two?
He's even more comfortable. Him and Kyler, you know, first year really in the NFL as a head coach for Cliff, he's taking that next step, too, and earning the guys' trust last year through the way we practiced and prepared. Him showing us that how talented he is and the football mind that he has, that when he draws something up in the dirt, let's go run it. It's going to get us a touchdown, or it's going to get us some yards. And I think you build that confidence and that trust, and that's what makes great teams. Once you have that trust in your coach that he's going to put you in the best position, that's how you win games. A lot of teams have talent, and a lot of teams look great on paper. But until you go out there on Sundays and prove it, I don't care what any of that stuff says.
You know, Justin, one of the more interesting draft, potential draft picks this year was Isaiah Simmons out of Clemson, because he does everything. I mean, he's in the box. He can play deep in the back half of the secondary. One, how is he looking? And two, and I don't want you to give away any trade secrets from that side of the ball, and we won't see it until the first regular season game because there are no preseason games. But tell us how dynamic he looks, because in college he was a do-everything guy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when he walks into a room, he looks like a defensive end. And then the wow. One day in practice, Christian Kirk, you know, is – he looks like an outside 3-4 defensive end.
Yep.
And then when you get out there and you see him running with Christian Kirk, maybe one of our speediest, fastest guys, and he's running stride for stride with him, you're just – I'm here. I just turned 30 this year. I'm starting to think, man, I might not be able to play in this league much longer if this is what it's starting to look like. But, yeah, he's been unbelievable. He's done a great job of picking up our system. And I'm excited for him. It's tough for a young guy to come in with no OTAs and to make an impact right away.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those guys that I think will be able to make that transition pretty smoothly because of just the physical traits he brings to the table.
Justin, let me ask you this. At the end of the day, and I know which side of the ball you play, so I understand there's good bias there. But at the end of the day, the 2020 Arizona Cardinals, they're going to win more games because of the defense, or they're going to win more games because of the offense?
I think defense, you know, everyone talks about defense wins championships. Defense sets you up to have success. And that's where a lot of things, the tone is set through a team's defense. I'm going to tell you that we're going to go out there and we're going to do our job to make our defense, you know, their lives easier. If you don't work in perfect harmony, there's no one side of the ball that can just carry a team. I'm looking forward to our defense to go out there and put us in good positions, give us good field position, and we have to capitalize. So I can't say one or the other. Obviously, I think, you know, if you're scoring points, it's tough to lose games, but you need to have a dominant defense and a defense that can go out there in a two-minute drill and stop somebody.
Yeah.
I've seen it time and time again. The games come down to the wire, and it's teams that can make those plays at the end that win in our league.
All right, Justin Pugh, he's on the show. Every year we get him. Yeah, Arizona man. Cardinals, they're coming, Teak.
I know they are. And I'm happy for you, Justin. Appreciate you joining us again. You've been with us, I think, 3 or 4 years now in a row. So appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll always be here, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.